Up next on American Restoration.
This looks like a bunch of crap. So far, Tyler's satellite idea for picking is a total disaster in progress.
What is that?
It's a stove.
Wow, it sure is squashing the car. Old school stuff like this, there's valve issues, and I'm not gonna be responsible for you blowing your house up, okay?
Wow, that thing's cool.
It's just something I've never seen in my life. I've been around, too. Tell me how you see it getting restored.
I would like it a little pimped out.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His work's in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story. And this is ours, American Restoration.
Needs a cleaning. What the heck is that?
Hey, Rick, we have a customer here.
Earlier, I got a call from a customer that said he's bringing up something from Texas. And when they say everything's big in Texas, they ain't kidding.
What is that?
It's a stove.
That's a stove?
That's a stove.
Wow, it sure is squashing the car.
Came down to Rick's today to bring my 1920 era Roper stove to see if he can restore it for me.
Am I clear of the truck?
Yeah, you're good.
I probably overpacked it.
All right. Looks like Houdini.
But it got here safely.
This thing's gigantic. Where was this?
It was in a church that my dad pastored at when I was a kid. And I went by to see the place, and this was outside.
Okay.
And they were willing to sell it.
Heck yeah. Why was it so important for you to have it?
Well, this is a link to not only my dad, but the church.
Right.
My mom as well, because she used to cook on this thing. I just couldn't pass it up. This is a unique piece.
Oh, absolutely. It's a work of art, too. It's absolutely beautiful. I know people would kill for this. I mean, it was definitely commercial.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. You'd never see this in somebody's kitchen.
The sheer size of this thing is too big for your average home. I'm guessing a restaurant donated it instead of throwing it away.
Now, you're wanting to use this?
I'd love to be able to use this.
Are you worried about the liability?
I'm trusting you.
That's very important, because you just said you're trusting me.
Right.
I can restore it all day long, but I'm not going to be responsible for you blowing your house up. Okay? Ooh. Old school stuff like this, there's valve issues.
Right.
All these are definitely capable of leaking.
This thing is gonna be a plumber's nightmare. Many of these pipes could be damaged inside and out. And an item like this, there is zero room for error.
So I will make sure that we get somebody down here that can make sure that this thing does not leak.
Okay. You think there's hope for this thing?
Yeah, but I mean, this is porcelain.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal because you can't just porcelain on top. It has to go all the way to bare metal again.
When you porcelain something, you're basically glazing each piece and then baking it onto the metal. It's a very involved process.
So what do you think this is gonna run me?
All right, so after all the sandblasting and the porcelain and the nickel plating and assembling it, I'm looking at
$8,500. Well, I think it'll be worth it.
All right, awesome. All right. Thanks for bringing it in. It's a beautiful piece.
It's gonna be exciting to see the restoration because my wife plans on cooking on it and I'm gonna hold her to it.
Hey, here's the address for the porcelain plater, okay?
All right.
It's down in California, all right?
Okay.
One of the biggest components to the Roper stove is the porcelain. We're not equipped to do porcelain here at the shop, so I'm having Ron take it to a specialist.
You got some picks, too, you're going on?
Of course.
Good.
Of course.
The porcelain shop is all the way in California, so to get the most bang for my buck, I'm gonna have Ron do some pick 'em while he's out there.
Well, can I go?
No. A foreman's job is to be here and make sure the crew runs. You can't go running on the road anymore.
I've got new methods of picking, and I can find uncharted territory and a bunch of cool stuff, and it'll be good for the business.
I came up with this ingenious way of finding new picking locations using satellite maps on the internet. But trying to explain it to these two dinosaurs is kind of like trying to explain algebra to a chipmunk.
Trying to teach old dogs new tricks or some crap.
Just let me go. It's only once.
If I let you go this one time, you're not going down just to have a good time, sleeping in the side of the truck, loving and enjoying life. This is work. Work, 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 work. Okay?
Oh, God.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna let you go. This one time, you got one day, one full day. Go down there, get the picking, get the work done, and get back here that night. All right? Have fun. Go.
Don't act like you're foreman on the road, pal.
I really hope my theory works, because if I don't come back with some good stuff, my dad's never gonna let me go on a pick again.
I got a call from some customers who have an unusual hand-powered vehicle that they want to get restored, and I can't wait to see what it is.
I'm Chuck.
Chuck, I'm Rick.
Tony,
good to meet you. Tell me about the truck first. That's bad.
It's a 1938 Rio. It was made for the Forestry Service. It used to have a big water tank on the back.
Yeah, it's very cool. I can see what you're bringing, though.
What is that?
What is that? Let's bring it out.
We've come to Rick's Restorations today to get our 1900s Irish Mail tricycle restored.
Oh, wow, that thing's cool. Where'd you get this?
At a swap meet. We've had it for 28 years. The gentleman we bought it from was calling it an Irish Mail, and that's why we have always called it that.
Irish mail carts are usually kids' vehicles that were named after railroad hand cars that use the same mechanics to move. This thing works like an Irish mail cart, but it's different than anything I've ever seen.
The original Irish mail cart were all four-wheeled. Then this thing is designed with three wheels. It's got two brakes. It's got shocks on it. I mean, that's pretty wild. It's got some serious thought into this thing, the way they built it. It's just something I've never seen in my life. I've been around, too. That's pretty dang weird.
I think it's safe to say that this thing is not an Irish mail cart. I mean, there's just too many differences. But I'm gonna have to do some serious research to figure out exactly what it is.
Tell me how you see it getting restored.
I'm going to be the primary driver of this.
Okay.
So I would like it a little pimped out.
Okay.
And a little bit of flash.
We can hot rod this bad boy?
Yes, but if we find that it is one of a kind,
yeah,
and we want to keep it all original.
Yeah, you want that.
Well, I would leave that up to you then, okay. For the looks.
I mean, that's the two options. One, restoring it to where it's pristine, original, the way it used to be, or we sort of make it nice and pretty.
Flash, yeah.
Flash. All right. I really have to research it before we decide on what we do it in. Bottom line, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. So getting the whole thing done, I'm looking at $5,500 to do that whole bike.
Okay, Rick.
You want to do that?
Yeah, I will be.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
You're a good man. Thank you very much.
When Rick told us the budget, we've had it for 28 years, and it's worth it. We wanted another 28 years.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Mark.
How are you doing?
Man, am I glad to see you.
Earlier, a customer brought in a weird pump tricycle thing into the shop. It was really cool, but we have no idea what it is. My friend Mark is a museum curator and sees weird stuff like this all the time. So I called him down to take a look at it.
This couple brought this in, and they basically feel like it's a 1930s Irish mailer. So they want it restored, and if it is rare, they want to restore it exactly like it was. If it's not, she wants to sort of halfway hot rod it. So you know what it is?
But let me just take a look here.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is it. It's an invalid's cart. It's a motorized wheelchair from France.
Ah.
This is from the late 1920s,
wow.
And it's by a company called Poirier. You know, in France at that point in time, you had a lot of guys that had been injured in World War I.
Right.
We were still dealing with polio then. A lot of people would lose their mobility that way. So if you had the money, you could get around using this.
Right.
But there weren't a lot of them made. These are extraordinarily rare.
Wow.
To actually have Mark, the museum guru of gurus, tell me that he has never seen one, this is awesome.
This is rare enough that I'm glad to have it restored and not tricked out.
Yeah.
Pimping your wheelchair is not something that I want to see done. It just seems wrong.
Now that the mystery's solved and we know exactly how rare this wheelchair is, I'm gonna go ahead and restore it to its original condition, just like the customer wanted. This is gonna look like a museum piece by the time we're finished with it.
All right, Mark, thanks.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
We'll have fun.
Okay. Man.
We just dropped off the Roper stove parts so they can get a new porcelain finish. While that's getting done, we're gonna check out a picking spot that Tyler found using some weird internet deal.
I'm trying to incorporate the new age, where you can look on a map on the internet and you can see overhead like a big satellite image. So I looked and I found this guy, and he just has a house full of stuff.
So we're basically going off of a picture of some guy's backyard. You gotta be kidding me.
What? It'll be fine. I mean, it should work.
This is in your hands.
All right, trust me, it'll be good. I got a feeling.
One shot, you only get one chance.
Don't be jealous.
Dude, honestly, This looks like a bunch of crap. One good thing you got going is there's some buildings. But could you tell what was in those buildings from your map?
Don't be such a pessimist.
Have your fingers crossed there, pal.
Here, this must be the guy I talked to.
You call me?
Yeah, I'm the guy you talked to on the phone.
Nice to meet you. I've collected a lot of stuff out here, and so you wanted to come look at some of my junk, so I thought, what the heck? Maybe get rid of some of it.
Well, we're here to look through your stuff.
Look around, whatever you find's for sale. Just come get me when you're ready.
All right, we'll come get you. All thanks right. A lot.
No problem.
You know, there better not be snakes in here.
You're the one with flip-flops on, again.
We got ends of rakes. We got whatever that is. Are we scrappers now? Is this something that you saw from the air?
Ew.
Look,
his look at its head. Look at its eyeballs.
That is something somebody had up.
Oh, his bloody head fell off.
Its eyeball fell off.
Oh, crap.
Pick it up.
So far, Tyler's internet satellite idea for picking is a total disaster in progress. When it comes to picking, nothing beats a good old-fashioned phone call and meeting people face-to-face. Unfortunately, this isn't looking good for you. All we can hope is it ends up being way better than it looks right now.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Mike.
A customer dropped off a 1920s Roper stove to get restored. This is an old gas stove, so we have to check every single pipe for leaks, or this thing could literally blow the roof off.
So what you working on here?
We've got an old Roper stove.
Where is the manifold right now?
Part of it's over there. Can we use this?
Absolutely. I'm an appliance repair expert. I've been repairing appliances for 35 years.
So what I want to do is I just want to make sure this thing doesn't leak. So, I mean, we got this thing sort of halfway set up here for you. You know, I want you to test it.
Well, what we're going to do here is light each one of them.
Okay.
And see if we have a leak. If we don't have a leak, you won't get a flame. If we do, you will. But it's critical that it's tested, because if you have a gas leak and you don't know about it, it could cause an explosion.
Show me what you do.
All right. See here, a little flame to that. That one looks good. Yeah, that looks good. So far, we look really good here. No leaks. Looks good. That has a gas leak. Yeah, this one's going to need to be replaced.
Oh, yeah.
Man, am I glad I called Mike, because if we didn't catch this leak, this thing could have been a total disaster.
What's causing that, the leak?
Inside here, it's worn, so we'll lubricate all the valves.
Okay.
We'll readjust everything on here. We'll have this working fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you
very
much,
Mike. Thanks for calling me in, Rick.
You bet. I appreciate it a lot.
Really? Oh, it's a Philco.
Hey. Lucky there's not a hit in there or something.
Ron and my dad let me choose a picking location for the first time, and we haven't found squat yet. And I'm actually a little nervous, because my butt's on the line for this one. What's this?
It's an eighth of a car.
Model A? Model T?
I don't know.
Can you see it now?
This is badass.
You like this?
Yeah, mainly because in the shop, he's got old stuff hanging, you know, basically his art.
Yeah.
Hold on.
What?
This might just save you, maybe. These are from the 20s.
Really?
They're just ice boxes. They're not refrigerated.
How do you just ice and not refrigerated?
Ice blocks.
Oh.
Put an ice block on top, cold air goes down, so they cool everything off. There's a drain on the bottom. We've done some of these, but this two-door, that is rare.
All right.
Let's go find Jimmy. You remember everything you saw in this amazing pick of yours?
Nope. Jimmy!
Jim!
Well, did you guys find anything?
The front end of a Model T or Model A.
An old rust one?
Yeah.
How about 150?
I think Honda's fair on that.
All right.
Cool on that. Okay. The two ice boxes down there. What do you got on those?
350.
We said we wouldn't do
150.
150 for each?
For each. Yeah. A piece.
The one's got a broken leg on it. That's going to be a little bit more in repair. I can't give you more than 300 for both of those.
That'll work.
Okay.
Let's do it.
It's a deal.
I think Tyler completely lucked out today. But we did find some interesting pieces, and I hope that Rick likes what we found.
Thanks for coming. How about I help you guys get it loaded up?
Let's go.
You're gonna have to help me, because Tyler don't do.
We just got in dozens of nickel-plated and porcelain pieces for the Roper stove we're restoring. The customer's coming in soon, so the guys are putting everything back together again before he gets here.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good to see you, Blair. Long trip?
I flew this time.
Okay.
I came to Rick's today to pick up my 1920s Roper Stove. It was in pretty bad shape when I brought it in. I'm excited to see what Rick has been able to do with it.
So you want to see it?
Oh, yes.
All right, let's go. I had to put it in a spot that I could, I could show it to you. Ready?
Yes.
You excited?
Yes.
Okay, here it is.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think?
My gosh. That's amazing. Oh, when I first saw my stove, it just took my breath away because it brought back emotions, it brought back feelings, which I just really didn't expect. And I had my hopes set pretty high, but to see it is unbelievable.
I live for moments like this. Seeing this guy's reaction for all the hard work that we put into it makes it all worth it.
My dad was the pastor of the church which this thing resided in. I just really hated to see it on the side of the church rusting.
Right.
I felt like I had to rescue it.
Right.
The stove itself is just represents the time in my life that my entire family was together. And that means a lot to me.
So does it look like the one from your childhood?
Oh. Actually, I think it looks a little bit better than it did from childhood.
And do you think your wife will let you put it in the house?
My wife's gonna love this.
Yeah, I literally had every guy on this piece. All these valves, I took all the insides out, redid them. I had this specialist come over. He actually checked over each one of the valves, so now it's all safe.
That's astonishing. I'm tickled pink with how it looks. The million-dollar question is, does it work?
Well, let's give it a try. So you're gonna push down this right here.
And what you're gonna do is come down and light this section right here.
Now we'll turn this burner on. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yes, neat.
I don't know what made me happier. Seeing this stove look like new or restoring such a meaningful memory for this customer. I mean, that's what you call a win-win situation. Thank you very much for bringing it in.
I'm excited to get it home. It looks cool. It's gonna be something that we will be proud of. And we'll always have a story about how we got it restored.
Around the shop, we use a lot of unusual tools. I want to know if you know what this is. It may look like dirt or bird seed to you, but it's actually walnut shells. It's a fine abrasive that allows us to take off rust and paint in the glass beading machine. It's really helpful here at the shop because it's strong enough to get the job done, but fine enough not to destroy the metal. I'm back. Earlier today, Tyler took charge of his first pick based on a lead he developed. And like most things with Tyler, I'm hoping for the best and preparing for the worst. So, how do you do?
I'll put it this way. For somebody who did his first pick on the internet.
How do you pick on the internet? There's no such thing.
Because I'm that good.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see what's in here.
We got some yard art here. Where's the rest of the car?
We didn't get this for a restoration project. We got this for more of a sign, something cool to do with.
What are we now, art dealers? What'd you pay for this piece of
$100.
I guess I can see you doing something with it. Now these I think are cool. Did you get these the same pick?
Yeah.
These are really cool.
He said he saw these from the satellite.
Looks like a square piece of metal from a satellite. And what were they laying on their back?
You know, they can laugh it up all they want. But me and my internet genius, we delivered big this time.
Those two things right there, we're gonna score on those. Those are killer. So I think you guys did a good job. Really, really you did, Ty.
I'm such a winner.
Get this stuff unloaded and let's get back to work. All right, good job though. See ya. We're putting the final touches on an antique wheelchair that we totally restored. We weren't even sure what this thing was when the customers dropped it off, so I can't wait to show it to them now. Hey, guys.
Hey, hi, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
So you guys excited to see this thing?
Very.
Been sitting on the porch a long time, and it would rust it. It was either throw it away or restore it, and we didn't have the heart to throw it away.
I learned quite a bit about it, and the way it came out, I can't wait for you to see.
We're excited to find out what it really is. Oh, here it comes.
Oh, wow.
Are we gonna look that good driving it?
Wow.
What do you think?
Oh, wow.
That is beautiful. It's multicolored, it's detailed, it's beautiful. We love it.
This is beyond belief. It's truly vintage, but it's so spruced up.
Yeah, it's not this over is everything restored. We wanted.
Well, here's what I found out. I have a friend, his name's Mark, and he owns a museum, and he told me this is basically a wheelchair out of Paris. And one of the things he told me not to do was hot rod it. He said, do not, because there's maybe one or two of these in the United States. This is one rare piece.
That is so cool. Look at that.
To hear Rick say that there's only one, two, or three left in the United States was really exciting.
Tell us what you did.
All right, well, here's the deal. That's how they came. In that era, this is exactly how you would have bought it.
Wow.
The upholstery's all leather. He did the exact same buttons we had in there, and they did the burlap on the sides, too.
Well, the birds can't build nests on top of it anymore, that's for sure.
Yeah. On the wheels, I just was really afraid if I took it off, I would have broke it. So I left it, and by tightening the spokes, it trued the wheel so you could ride it without the tire falling off.
Wow, and they were painted this is
that's
same
the color.
Wow.
That is the color it came with.
Love it.
Perfection.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
You bet. So, ready to take a ride?
Yeah.
I'll give you a little push forward.
Okay.
We had no idea what we were going to get, but we were excited to get some more information.
The final product is beyond expectations.
Okay, pump it. Now, you got to pump it. There you go.
Yeah.
She looks like she's having fun.
Oh, she's having a great time. She's going to drive it home.
All right, well, she's out there. You want to go in the office with me and take care of some paperwork?
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks. All right.
Look at that. Go.